The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. I've got all kinds of updates. I've got all kinds of stories to share with you, and I'll do my best to get through them. Before we get to the end of the program at 6, I've also got the winner of our Mother's Day basket grand prize giveaway. I'll do that here in a little bit as well. So we have a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss. However, today is the National Day of Prayer. And just like Easter was unlike any Easter we've ever celebrated in our lifetimes, so this National Day of Prayer is unlike anything that I have ever celebrated and commemorated. Every year, for many years, I've been involved in the National Day of Prayer with one in one way or another, usually down at the State House, involved with the commemoration there. One time we had a big event at a local church in Westerville. So all of us are remembering the National Day of Prayer in a different way than probably we ever have because of the whole coronavirus quarantine thing. But here is the most important thing. Quarantines cannot stop us from praying. In fact, national crises like we are experiencing right now should cause us to pray more. It should increase our prayers. It should cause us to be more in tune with God and seeking His face in prayer. So, in no way do I want to ignore the National Day of Prayer. I want to bring it to your attention. The theme for this year's National Day of Prayer is Pray God's Glory Across the Earth. And the theme verse is from Habakkuk 2, verse 14. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, which reads, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Again, let me repeat that. "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." This year, there are two co-chairs, Kathy Branzell, who I am not familiar with at all, and Will Graham, who is Billy Graham's grandson, a well-known evangelist in his own right. He is the co-chair of this year's National Day of Prayer. And the National Day of Prayer of Office, the National Day of Prayer Office in Washington, D.C., has issued a prayer from the National Day of Prayer Task Force. And I would like to read it to you. Here it is. This is the official United States National Day of Prayer prayer. "Lord, we exist to give you glory. We exist because of your glory, and in your glory as our creator, redeemer, and sustainer. We give you thanks and praise for every breath and moment you have given to us. We repent of our sin, for the shameful things we've done against you, and for our silence when we did not speak to proclaim your name, profess your word, or protect and practice your will. We ask your forgiveness. We pray that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will spread across our nation and the entire earth as we seek your kingdom and righteousness, as we walk in obedience to you and in humble unity. Love and love one another. Jesus, the Bible says, that you are the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. You have taught us to pray, commanded us to love, and commissioned us to share your gospel of grace. Your glory fills our hearts and families. It overflows into our neighborhoods, workplaces, campuses, churches, entertainment, and media. We give thanks for our military and ask that your glory would spread to and through them as we preserve freedom around the world. We pray for our government, that all of our leaders and laws would be filled with your glory and that they would magnify your holy word and honor your will and ways. We pray that your grace and glory would spread to bring hope to the hopeless and love where there is hurt and hate. God, use us as we pray your promise that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I don't know who all's behind the National Day of Prayer. I looked up the website. Several of the people I recognize, some pretty well-known, quote-unquote, Christian celebrities, a whole bunch of people that I don't know. Here's one thing I'm grateful for. Number one, the emphasis on repentance. Please remember 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall do what? Humble themselves. What else? Turn from their wicked ways and seek God's face. Many of us have been praying for a long time for revival. And if you know anything about a local church revival or a national revival, there has never been revival that has not begun with repentance. Revival does not begin with a whole bunch of non-Christians turning to Christ. That may be the result of revival. Often is, usually is. But that's not where it begins. Revival begins with God's people coming to grips with their own sin, coming to grips with their own failures, focusing their attention not outwardly but inwardly on my need for revival in my own heart and in my own life. So I commend them for emphasizing the aspect of revival, the lordship of Christ, and praying in Jesus' name. A few years ago, there was an enormous amount of controversy because the official prayer for the National Day of Prayer did not end in Jesus' name. Somebody said, well, we need to be unified, and praying in Jesus' name can divide us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, let me just share something personal. I was part of a conference call last week with a group of I don't want to give too many specifics. I was a part of a conference call of a fairly large number of leaders here in Ohio. I'll just leave it at that. Ohio leaders. And we were on the conference call, and the person conducting the conference call, there were three ministers, Christian ministers, that were a part of the conference call. I was one of the three. So the person who started the conference call said, Reverend so-and-so, would you open us in prayer? And so that pastor opened in prayer, did not end in Jesus' name. And so then we had the conference call, and I'll just say there were one or two people on the conference call who were of other faiths. Okay? That's fine. I think we need to talk to people of other faiths. I don't think we should bury our heads in the sand. So we had the conference call. At the end of the conference call, the person conducting the conference call said to the other pastor, Would you close us in prayer? And this is someone I know fairly well, and they prayed for unity and wisdom and guidance and direction and did not end in Jesus' name. And I thought, oh, I assume they were trying to be non-offensive. Well, folks, listen. We who follow Christ, we don't want to intentionally offend anybody. We don't want to go out of our way to try to offend people. But if we're a Christian, we are followers of Christ. We are followers of Jesus. That's not a secret. It's not a secret. So anyway, I am grateful for the folks at the National Day of Prayer office in Washington, D.C. Whoever put this prayer together, it's very well written. And it begins with repentance, as it should, and ends in Jesus' name. Folks, I know that we're not meeting together. We don't have the big meeting down at the State House like we usually do. Many churches in years past have opened the doors on the National Day of Prayer to people coming in, and that's probably not possible either. Doesn't mean we can't pray. Doesn't mean we should pray. Doesn't mean that we should not pray. It means that we should pray. Folks, if there was ever a time that God's people should be crying out to God, it is now. Spend some time in prayer today.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live on this National Day of Prayer 2020. Just as Easter was one of the most different Easters we have ever celebrated, I would assume most of you would agree with me that this is one of the most unusual national days of prayer as well. I read to you a moment ago the official prayer declaration from the National Day of Prayer Committee, but I would, if you will allow me to, I'd like to pray for our audience. I'd like to pray for you folks. I'd like for us to join together in prayer. If you're driving, obviously you can't close your eyes, but just for a moment, can we join together in prayer? Can we do that? I know that many of you are hurting. Many of you are confused. Many of you are frustrated. I would imagine some are angry. Many are discouraged. Many are questioning. Let's spend just a few minutes in prayer. Can we do that? If you would give me the privilege, not that my prayer is more important or more powerful than yours. I don't believe that for a moment. But allow me to lead us in a brief prayer. Our Heavenly Father, what a great, mighty, powerful, awesome God that we serve. Thank you that you're the God of the past, you're the God of the present, and you're God of the future. I thank you because of your omniscience that nothing surprises you. None of us saw this pandemic coming back in December, January, or even in February. None of us saw this coming. None of us could foresee the radical, dramatic changes in our lives and our families and our economy, our cities, our country, our churches. None of us could have foreseen that we would not be meeting together in our churches, but meeting in parking lots or online. None of us could foresee that so many would be losing their jobs, their source of income, even their health. But Father, none of this was a surprise to you. you saw this coming not 100 years ago. You saw this coming a million years ago. And I believe, as I believe most of my listeners believe, that you have a plan and a purpose in this. Because it didn't catch you by surprise, it's not outside of your control. God, you are not pacing up and down the halls of heaven, wringing your hands, wondering how you're going to respond to this crisis on the earth that you created. So not only do you have a plan and a purpose for all that's happening on our planet, you have a plan and a purpose for each one of us individually. There are things that you want us to learn. And I know this, Father, because of your love and because you are a gracious Father. You desire to use this experience to draw us closer to yourself. You don't want us to go farther away. You want us to come closer. You've told us that we can come boldly to the very throne of grace, and we do that today. So, Father, I pray for each person listening to my voice that are hurting, individuals, families, marriages. I pray that your hand of protection and your hand of encouragement might be on them. Minister to them where they are with what they need. Surround them, Father, with your presence and with your encouragement. May they know that they are loved by the God of the universe. And may they know that you ultimately are in control. And Father, we do pray for our leaders, our president, our vice president. Give them divine wisdom and knowledge as they deal with this crisis. Fill their hearts and minds with your mind. Give them courage. Give them strength. We pray for our leaders here in the state of Ohio, our governor. We lift him up to you, Father, and pray that you would surround him with your leadership and your direction. And we pray for Dr. Acton. We pray that you would give her your mind and your wisdom and your direction. Because every decision that she makes and our governor makes impacts all of us. So we pray that you would give them your mind and I don't know the spiritual condition of either one, but I pray that you would draw them to yourself as well. Father, we trust you. And we believe that ultimately, somehow, some way, you're going to receive honor and glory from this pandemic crisis. And I pray that with each person in our listening audience, you would give them hope as they surrender fully, completely, and unconditionally to your will. And we pray it in the powerful, wonderful name that is above all names, the name of Jesus. Amen.